Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. The NFL says it's investigating Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson to determine if he violated the league's personal conduct policy. A woman in Texas accused Watson of sexual assault in 2020 while he played for Houston. The coach's challenge reviews are expanding in the NBA on some out-of-bounds plays that if a foul should have been called on a play, it can now be assessed shortly after the play has occurred. On the baseball scoreboard, we start in the interleague play where the Philadelphia Phillies start strong and finish stronger. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Kyle Schwarber set a season record for leadoff homers, and the Phillies put together a five-run eighth to beat the Rays 9-4. Schwarber slammed his 14th leadoff homer before leaving the game in the fourth inning due to left elbow discomfort. Trey Turner smacked a two-run homer in the third and capped the eighth inning rally with a two-run blast. Cal Stevenson's two-run double in the eighth broke a 4-4 tie. Phillies manager Rob Thompson says he liked the way they attacked in the eighth inning.
It was good at bats. Marsh had a great at bat to walk. Clemens goes the opposite way for a double, and Stevenson has a big pinch hit double. And then, you know, I think at that moment, everybody sort of relaxes.
Bryce Harper had four hits, one more than Turner.
Arizona topped Texas 6-0. Toronto defeated the New York Mets 6-2. For the Mets, they lose for just the second time in 12 games, falling to a tie with Atlanta for the final wildcard spot in the National League. Mets starting and losing pitcher David Peterson says he put his team in an early hole, allowing five runs over four and a third innings.
I need to stop their momentum. I wasn't able to slow the game down soon enough, and like I said, it snowballed, and I need to be able to stop those innings like I have been sooner.
San Diego beat Seattle 7-3, Detroit blanked Colorado 11-0. American League, Kansas City shuts down the New York Yankees 5-0. Seth Lugo struck out 10 in 7 innings. He says you can never relax when you face the Yanks.
Honestly, with that lineup, you know, you never know. It can change. I think, it was a 2-3-run game, a lot of the game, and, a couple bad pitches, and, it's over. So that lineup's relentless, so you don't ever really get comfortable.
While Baltimore stays a half a game behind the Yankees, they got back on the winning track, as Geffen Coolball reports.
A big night at the plate for Cedric Mullins helped the Orioles snap a three-game skid with a 5-3 win over the Red Sox. Mullins put the O's on top 4 pitches into the game with a solo homer and went deep again for a 2-run blast in the third. Baltimore manager Brandon Hyde
gets us on the board there early, and another big homer. I was happy with our offense. We didn't push quite enough across, but I thought we were doing a better job of keeping the line moving.
Adley Rutschman tacked on a 2-run single in the 7th. Baltimore starter Albert Suarez struck out 8 over 6 innings of 1-run ball. Red Sox starter Cutter Crawford allowed 3 runs over 6 and a third. The Orioles pulled within a half game of the AL East leading Yankees.
Minnesota topped the LA Angels 10-5. The Cleveland Guardians have a 3.5 game lead over Kansas City in the American League Central. They emptied out their bullpen to shut down the Chicago White Sox, as correspondent David Schuster reports.
7 pitchers combined on a 5-hitter as the Guardians shut out the White Sox 5-0. Ben Lively started but left early on after getting hit by a batted ball. Lane Thomas had a pair of hits, including a 3-run homer, and more is fitting into his new surroundings.
Well, it's awesome. I said from day one, you see why they've been successful all year. They have a really tight clubhouse, and I've just tried to do my best to be a part of it and kind of fit in, so it's been nice to, get a few hits the last, 10 days or so.
Cleveland remains 3.5 games up on Kansas City in the AL Central. As for the White Sox, they have lost 14 straight at home, 26 of their last 27, and it was loss number 113 this season.
The Oakland A's hang on to beat Houston, as correspondent Adam Spillane reports.
The AL West leading Astros had 2 chances to get the tying run home from third base in the 12th inning, but failed in a 4-3 loss to the A's. With Jose Altuve at third base, Kyle Tucker took a called third strike, and then Alex Bregman hit a soft comebacker back to the pitcher for the Astros, whose lead in the division remains at 4.5 games. Astros manager Joe Espada.
We kind of expanded, trying to do a little bit too much. But I thought, we battled to the end. We got the right guys at the plate when we wanted to, and we just couldn't, which is one of those games.
Jose Altuve finished 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs for the Astros, but they finished just 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Zach Gelof hit a home run for the A's.
National League, the Chicago Cubs over the LA Dodgers 6-3. Atlanta used a couple of Michael Harris home runs in a 12-0 win over Washington. Milwaukee defeated San Francisco 3-2. Cincinnati topped St. Louis 3-0. Pittsburgh 6-4 over Miami. Auburn quarterback Peyton Thorne has taken some heat from angry bettors after struggling in a loss to California last Saturday, where he threw four interceptions in the Auburn loss. Thorne said on the Next Round podcast that he's heard from angry bettors in person and on social media. WNBA, Minnesota topped Atlanta 76-64, New York 105, Dallas 91, and Connecticut defeated Los Angeles 86-66. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.